We're devoting today's program to the political changes in Lebanon and Syria and what they mean for the Middle East and the U.S. Earlier today, we phoned Rami Khoury in Beirut, where he's editor-at-large of the Daily Star newspaper and writes a syndicated column. Last month's protests in Beirut against Syria's military presence in Lebanon led to the resignation of the pro-Syrian Prime Minister Omar Karami. Then he returned to the government, but recently announced his plans to resign again. The Prime Minister, Omar Karami, resigned once before. What would be the significance if he does follow through and resign again?
Well, it's not actually a resignation. He's been designated to try to form a new government. So he's a kind of a designated government former, or whatever they call that in political terms. Now, he's not having much success, so he will probably go back to president and say, look, I can't form a government, pick somebody else to do it. The significance of that is that the political alignments are simply not there right now to create a government of national unity under Karami, and there will have to be an accelerated attempt to do that, because it's absolutely critical to get a government in place so that they can make an electoral law and hold the parliamentary elections on schedule during May. So there's a series of things that have to happen. The first one is to form a government.
Do you think that there's any chance that as Syria continues to withdraw, assuming it does continue to withdraw from Lebanon, that Lebanon might have more factional fighting or return to a state of civil war?
No, I don't think there's any significant chance or any slight chance of that at all, because the circumstances of the civil war starting in 1975 are completely different than the circumstances today. The other more important point is that every single Lebanese leader and politician and street market vegetable vendor and TV personality and every single person who has said anything in public in the last 6 weeks has said that there will be no return to fighting, that the country is unified. There are political disagreements, some really strong ones, but there is a tremendously high level of awareness of both the futility and the cost of returning to internal fighting. So I think it's really out of the question that's going to happen.
Hezbollah is on the U.S. list of terrorist groups. Hezbollah is a big political party in Lebanon, a party that has a lot of power now. It's a group that's aligned with Syria. If Syria continues to pull out of Lebanon, how will that change the power of Hezbollah? And what kind of power do you think Hezbollah would have in a new government in Lebanon?
Hezbollah is an extremely legitimate, strong party. It is the single biggest, most organized political grouping in Lebanon. They have tremendous legitimacy from their activities in the south to drive out the Israelis who had occupied the south from 1982 to 2000. They have a massive social welfare program which helps a lot of people. They have about 500,000 people that they can call on, which is about 1/6 of the population. And they're the single biggest and probably the most legitimate grouping in Lebanon, though they've always stayed out of sort of day-to-day politics. So the challenge now is to figure out where they will fit into the new system, and they're still studying that. They're looking themselves at what's the best thing for them to do, how deeply to get engaged in domestic politics, or should they just stay at the strategic level. For instance, they've never agreed to be part of any government or accept a cabinet post, even though they're in parliament. Now they're thinking maybe they should do that. And so these are the kind of issues they're looking at.
Do you think that the demonstrations in Lebanon to get Syria out of Lebanon are a reflection of the democratizing influence of the elections in Iraq?
No, not at all. I think the elections in Iraq certainly may have some impact around the region. The whole American regime change by a preemptive war in Iraq certainly may have some impact on the region, but we haven't seen it yet, and it certainly hasn't shown up in the street demonstrations.
What would you say, what is the range of popular opinion in Lebanon about the U.S. invasion of Iraq and the recent election there?
I think in Lebanon and the whole region, you have a pretty, consistent situation. My sense has always been that there's a small minority of people in the Arab world who actively and enthusiastically supported what the United States did in Iraq. And maybe 10-15% of people in this region, I think, were really very much for what the U.S. did. The vast majority in the Arab world were critical of what the United States did in Iraq in terms of the preemptive war and the regime change and all that. Now, the elections, when the elections took place in Iraq, that was an interesting and a rather different moment because the enthusiasm with which the Iraqis voted, at least those who voted, was really quite striking. And I think many of us in the Arab world kind of paused for a moment. And it caused, I think, a lot of people to start shifting a little bit from being critical of what the United States had done in the past in Iraq, in the recent past, shifting towards being more aware of and supportive of what the Iraqi people themselves were trying to do to chart out their own future in a participatory and democratic way. So I think it was a turning point.
Is there any action that you would like to see the Bush administration take now in terms of Syria's relationship to Lebanon or the future of democracy in Lebanon? And is there anything you would particularly like not to see them do?
Well, whether it's in Lebanon or in Syria or in the whole Middle East, I think what I would say is that it's really great to hear the American president talk about promoting democracy and freedom as an official American policy. I mean, I think this is terrific. We've been waiting for this word for about 2.5 generations, so it's a great thing. But the problem with it is it's not taken very credibly here in the region by most people because it's so inconsistent and selectively applied. So what we would like to see is a consistent American policy. I think consistency is the single biggest and most useful thing the United States can do. And there is a role for foreign countries, Europe, the Americans, whoever, Japan, to promote democracy and freedom. Absolutely there is a role for foreign countries, but they must do it consistently. If they want to promote the freedom of the Lebanese from the Syrians, they must also promote the freedom of the Palestinians from the Israelis. So I think we're on the verge of potentially a historic turning point, but it's got to be consistent.
Well, Rami Khoury, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
Rami Khoury spoke to us from Beirut, where he's editor-at-large of the Daily Star newspaper and writes a syndicated column.